from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. In New York City, protesters have gathered at police headquarters waiting for those who were arrested overnight in demonstrations at Columbia University. They're being released this morning. ABC's Phil Tate's on the scene.
They're making their way to the barricader. That's where many people are greeting. There's one woman even putting her fist in the air. Some people even putting instruments up, chanting. Let's take a listen for a second. Now, once those people that have been released, they are being brought in front of these demonstrators. This is where many of them are just giving them water, giving them food, as well as there's people who are offering even legal support.
Members of the NYPD moving in overnight to arrest students who had barricaded themselves in a campus building on the campus of Columbia. There was a violent crash on the campus of UCLA overnight and protests at other campuses as well. Since the pro-Palestinian demonstrations began, more than 1,000 people have been arrested. Secretary of State Antony Blinken back in Israel saying this morning the only thing standing between a ceasefire and more hostages being released is Hamas. The vice president travels to Florida today as the state's newly enacted six-week abortion ban takes effect.
The Biden campaign says Vice President Harris today in Jacksonville will outline the stakes of this election for reproductive freedoms across the U.S. and will continue to criticize former President Donald Trump for what she'll say is his role in state abortion bans.
ABC's Karen Travers. Donald Trump in an interview with Time magazine describing what abortion access would be like if he is reelected.
Asked if he believes states with abortion bans should monitor women's pregnancies, Trump said, I think they might do that. Again, you'll have to speak to the individual states. When asked if he'd be comfortable if states prosecute women who get abortions, Trump responded, the states are going to make those decisions.
ABC's Perry Russum. Trump will use today's break in his hush money trial to campaign in Wisconsin and Michigan, a day after he was held in contempt for violating a gag order in the case. You're listening to ABC News. She spent nearly 10 months in Russian prisons, and now WNBA star Brittany Griner is talking about it with ABC News. In an exclusive interview, Griner tells ABC's Robin Roberts how something as simple as good toothpaste was impossible to get when she was detained.
It was like 15 years ago. That toothpaste was expired. We used to put it on the black mold to kill the mold on the walls.
Griner, who was arrested after cannabis oil was found in one of her bags in Russia, was sentenced to 9 years behind bars but freed in a prisoner swap. Financial aid decisions are delaying what's normally National College Decision Day.
The government's new FAFSA form intended to simplify the process of applying for financial aid for college. Instead, its rollout has been roiled with glitches and delays.
Students are in a jam.
Nick Anderson of the American Council on Education says more than 200 colleges and universities have had to postpone their commitment deadlines.
Students aren't able to make strong and informed decisions if they don't have the financial aid information in front of them.
The education department is now urging families to fill out the FAFSA. Completed forms are down 29% from last year. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
And a Major League Baseball game saved by a pest control guy.
Matt Hilton, 37-year-old, father of four, movie star, good looks, now a superstar.
The call on Spectrum Sportsnet after Hilton got rid of a swarm of bees that delayed the start of the Diamondbacks-Dodgers game. He then threw out the first pitch. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.